Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I was meaning to go to calls. Let's jam in a few right now from Mika and Nick and Michael. I'm going to get Eddie Craig in here for a full hour next week and then 2 hours of the nightly news. Really lay out some very good knowledge that still, while there's some Bill of Rights the Constitution left, has quite a big effect. Michael, no, first Mika. Mika in Texas, you're on the air with Eddie Craig. Go ahead.
Greetings, Alex. It's great to talk to you again. My name is actually Micah Coleman.
I apologize. I read it Mika. I'm an idiot.
That was all good. Yes, sir. I'm actually playing the part of Paul Revere for the anniversary of his ride, and I wanted to give an update to your listeners since the last time I spoke with you.
Sure, do me a huge favor and turn your radio off.
Oh, sorry, just 1 second.
Yeah, I don't understand, people. You can't be on radio with your radio on. Tell you what, email me some info. I got to let you go. It sounds like the radio's still on. Thank you very much, Micah. Just email me the info. I'd like to talk about it. Maybe, you know, I was talking about covering it with my crew. Send an email to Show Tips. Okay. Let's go ahead. Sounds like I got feedback going on the board. Let's go ahead and go to Jason in Connecticut. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
It's something that really concerned me yesterday. My father-in-law had passed away a few years ago. He had a pretty cool gun collection. And my mother-in-law came by the house last night, and I saw she had, like, a long list of stuff. And I said, what's that? She said, well, the homeowner's insurance wants a list of all dad's guns and serial numbers and everything. And I said, well, when did that start? When did you have to start supplying something like that? Is that normal? It just really concerns me.
No. The insurance companies are the government. They're foreign banks. They are the occupiers. They're going to make you turn your guns in. That's why they're going to make you pay to have guns under new insurance. Like Obamacare started in Chicago 6 months before it was law. So, yes, the insurance companies are already moving to make you de facto register your guns, and then they will confiscate them. They've done it everywhere else. The insurance companies are now the enemy. No one should be with the big ones, bare minimum. If you're with a small one, you know, but no one should with big insurance companies. They are criminal organizations. Eddie Craig.
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, used to when you were forced to pay for insurance in case something bad happened, they call that racketeering.
Yeah, the mafia came and said, we're going to burn down your grocery store if you don't buy insurance. The same people run it today.
Exactly.
Now, like, give me a list of your guns, and I know you're going to do it. And the average American poops their pants, says, yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, and the problem is now the power of the state is making that racketeering legal.
Yeah, we have a mafia government. So there you go, sir. Obviously, they're going to want guns, quoted, they got stolen. But, I mean, generally, you just have photographs of stuff, and then if it came up they got stolen, you just proved you had them. It's for gun confiscation.
And the serial numbers and everything, that's crazy. Hey, guys, thank you very much for everything you guys do. I appreciate it.
You bet. No. I remember seeing an article in 2002, headline, Scofflaws Caught When Ordering Pizzas, USA Today. Was in 2004, and when you call to get a pizza or anything, they run you through a database to see if you have a warrant. Instead of a pizza, you get a SWAT team. Everything's surveilled, and they're turning everyone into agents. Under the Cybersecurity Act, it will anyone with IT with over 100 customers under federal law has to spy on everybody. We're refusing to do it, but I mean, it's just total evil. It's total evil. The government is cancer. Eddie Craig.
Well, agreed. It's gotten way out of control. But the problem is we're doing nothing to put it back. You were speaking before about people waking up in record numbers. Well, awake is good, but what are they doing?
I agree.
I mean, that's the problem.
How long ago did you wake up, Eddie?
I woke up probably just before the mid-90s when I started seeing what they were doing. My real battle started when the county tax assessor tried to take my mother's property, and I started studying the Texas tax code to find out how they were doing what they were doing. What I found enabled me to make them back off and leave her alone.
Absolutely. They are criminals, criminals, criminals. Thank you, sir. Why build something if you can just steal it? Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My freeway.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central for InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And I will be hosting the news tonight, and the interview portion of the Nightly News will be conducted by David Knight. Tonight, no pun intended. Wow, here we are. It's all unfolding, so what do we do about it? We discredit the system, we expose it, and we nullify it, and we point out that all laws that are unconstitutional and repugnant to common law are null and void. I saw a big federal court ruling yesterday where they declared the common law dead, when the common law is what the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and common sense springs from. This is a criminal. What you're witnessing is a criminal revolution. And everyone is now realizing that I talk to that you don't put perfume on a pig, that the worst case scenario is now unfolding, and that we are indeed in deep trouble. In fact, I'm seeing hardly anyone out there who is in denial now. But I am seeing something very disgusting that I knew we would see. And I've said this for many years studying history. Humans repeat the same activities over and over again. Rarely do we learn from serious mistakes of the past and head them off at the pass before we repeat the full horror of the total state nightmare. But looking at what is unfolding, you have masses of people awakening, but they tend to get depressed, they tend to go into despair and just pull into themselves. And quite frankly, I don't blame them, but that is not the path to victory, and it's not the path to enlightenment. It's not the path to empowerment. It's not the path to the great challenge that is our age. We should be honored. And I'll be honest with you, thanking our lucky stars to be alive in a time such as this. Because when you look to the people and on through the political mist, to the truly powerful in their high places, they are scared of humanity. They are scared of the light of liberty that we carry in our hearts and minds that is only a reflection of the great Creator. And they are the ones that are worried, and they should be. So never forget, despite how powerful the enemy is, if you pull back, there are things much greater in this universe. When you're standing up against the Leviathan, the mountain of corruption, and all its pomps, all its dupes, all its sycophantic servants, all its minions, and it looks unstoppable and huge, pull back and look above the mountain. And then you will see He that created the universe. And that's who we stand with. Now that said, there is a great awakening happening, not just here, but on a planetary scale. All of us are leaders in the fight for human dignity and truth and justice and all the things that have become almost forgotten. The cynical scorn it. The evil depend on you not realizing your potential. But there's not just those that are joining with good. There are not just those that are choosing sides right now and choosing the right side. There are many that have chosen through fear, through a love of sadism, through a lust of power that they don't understand, through the worship of evil and corruption. There are many that have chosen to join with the forces of global governance and the dark cult of genocide, the dark cult of democide, the cryptocracies, the kleptocracies that make up the kingdom of this world. They have chosen, they believe wisely, to join with the New World Order. They have chosen to sing their love song to all that is bad. They are nuzzling up against the downy breast feathers under the dark wings of the New World Order. And they are fed on the expropriated wealth, eaten up by the great bird of prey, and vomited back down on its children. Sometimes I do get depressed, or not even depressed, I get in a dark mood, realizing that this is only the beginning of the rise of evil, and that we're going to have to watch even more of the innocent and the defenseless overrun and trampled in the dirt by these vipers. And so there is a great frustration that the best of us are cheerful and meek and do not see themselves as leaders and so will not take the field against the globalist. But whether it is a foregone conclusion that evil overtake the world in a technocratic, technotronic, technocracy nightmare, it is still our test to decide which side we will be on. And I would tell you, choose wisely. Think hard and think deep, but don't be lukewarm about this decision, because you are the people in the middle of the road that are overrun. You are simply the food in this fight. You are not respected by either side. I respect evil, though I disdain it and disgust it. I respect its power, and I know its will. And evil respects those of us that are awake and see it. And that is a far better position to be in than on the fence. I want to warn those of you that know that this great time of judgment is coming upon us, who think you're going to sit on the sidelines. You are sitting in the most dangerous position, because the food is in the bleachers. You are in the game. You are on the field, whether you sit there on your butt, your spiritual hind end or not. And if you don't have an overdriving, animating spirit of resistance against evil, if you aren't burning with a desire to confront these people, I want to give you the newsflash. You've already chosen a side. I went to a big mega church here in town that my wife likes. It's a pretty good church overall. With Dave Mustaine and his family, when they were here visiting us on Easter. And I saw the preacher during a break, got the word that I was in the audience, and they were looking at Dave too, and I could see them looking. And then afterwards, we were waiting to pick up my children at Sunday school and to leave. And I saw the assistant preacher, the sheriff's deputy, and the head preacher. And they didn't come over to us, and they looked like they were scared of us. And, you know, because everybody's got their little own little happy thing going, and, you know, people that are smart enough to give a good sermon are smart enough to know how the world really works, and are smart enough to know I judge the official church. I don't judge your soul. I judge its fruits. And it is not calling people to confront the powerful evil in this world. That church I was going to does call people to be world changers and go out there and be the light in the world, the salt in the world, which is good. Most establishment churches don't even do that now. But so many people think that, oh, I'm making things bad, or when I talk about things, it's manifesting it. That's not how the world really works. You can have an idea and then build it and manifest it. I'm here talking about these things to warn you, because God helps those that helps themselves. People should be totally committed and given over to resisting this right now. I mean, the corruption is off the charts. The government is devaluing your savings right now. That's why commodities are all going up. From oil to gas to all their forms of energy, food, you name it. We're being robbed here like they're being robbed in Europe, just in a different way. And they're moving and announcing they're going to take your pension funds, public and private. They're going to take the money out of your bank accounts at one point or another, probably sooner rather than later. This is all going to happen. The whole system set up for capital controls and capital flight controls. When you try to fly, if you've got $1,000 in your bag, they pull it out and look at it. That's why it's got strips in it. If you've got 3 silver dollars, they take them from you. The TSA's training for highway checkpoints, border checkpoints, where you're not going to get out. They're coming for the guns so that you can't defend yourself, because they're going to do things so horrible, they know you're going to resist. They're now purging veterans, raiding them nationwide, taking their guns for no reason, with no due process, with no mental health. It's just all made up. We'll talk about it when we come back.
No. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resource, April 2nd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,598. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,638.12, $8,1906 for a half ounce, or $409.53 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,638.12, $8,1906, and $409.53.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Alex Jones here, back live.
This is the end.
All of you that are celebrating
my only
the fact that the Second Amendment is being torn down and destroyed in many areas of the United States as they've taken guns everywhere else in the world. We're one of the last countries. You need to understand, fools, that the system is going to take your free speech. It's going to take your wealth. It's going to take your future. It's going to take your dignity. And it's going to take your health. That is the eugenics population reduction plan. And it is a delusion to believe that 99.99999%, there's only a few thousand top globalists worldwide, less than 20 families. You are out of your minds to believe you're on a winning team. Because you've not only got people that are deciding to wake up and fight evil now because it's so historically obvious. You've got people deciding to join it. And I see them on television. I talk to them. I run into them. Because I'm in the position that most of you aren't, where I'm well known now. And so I get to have these people now at public places walk up to me and tell me, you bet we're taking over, you bet we're winning, and you're going to get it. And I'm like, well, who are you? Are you a billionaire globalist? You're going to get it too, you stupid idiot. And I have told the police and military, I told you this 11 years ago when they set up Homeland Security, I said, they're going to flip this from Al-Qaeda to gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, veterans, and state and local police who don't become federalized and don't play ball. You're going to not just get kicked out of the police force, they're going to come and arrest you. Unless America is the one exception out of every other place authoritarians have taken over. What do you think happened when a new Caesar would come in, kill his cousin, kill his brother, kill his dad, you know, happened all the time. What do you think happened to the entire leadership of the Roman military and the centurions internationally and then domestically the Praetorian? That's the federal police. What do you think happened? Your throats got slit. You got thrown in the arena. You're fools. Fools. Fools from the foundations of the earth. You get rid of due process, you might as well burn your own house down. And the articles are pouring in. Absolutely pouring in to my offices, and they're up on Infowars.com right now. Veterans' guns confiscated after forced psychiatric evaluation. Navy veteran, no criminal record, honorably discharged, had done absolutely nothing wrong. And it's all on record here, and the police came and grabbed him, threw him in the hospital, had him forcibly evaluated, and he thought that what was happening to him was wrong. So if you think the government's corrupt, that's proof of the mental illness. And all his guns have been taken and his concealed carry, quote, permit, and then he was charged for the hospital stay. And this is happening all over the country, and they're saying, Dianne Feinstein said 2 weeks ago in Congress, in the Senate hearing, she said, no, we can't have an exemption from these gun laws for police and military, even when they're retired. Why, they're some of the most mentally ill people out there. So as a group, they're saying, even though statistically, retired police, retired military have some of the lowest crime rates. You can pull up the numbers, FBI.gov. As a group, you're guilty. How do you like that? How do you like it, police, who for 5-6 years have been getting the internal stuff where veterans, gun owners, conservatives, they're saying are the terrorists, returning veterans? Now it's you, and it's going to be you, and as soon as you get off the force, or as soon as you retire, or as soon as you get disabled, they're going to take what you've got as well. And then when the UN finally takes over under State Department plan and UN international treaty and public law 7277, that's an executive order that becomes law by bureaucratic fiat, under 7277, go read it. And go look at the graphics. It shows our military being phased down to nothing as the UN-NATO military is built up. Our helmets get little in the graph. Their helmets get big in the graph. And then when they're finally done making you hate the police and the revolution and the takeover, the globalists are in the revolution, they're then going to disarm all the police as well. And all you'll have is big UN green zone command cities that run the deindustrialization, shutting down the agricultural systems, and run the extermination. Iraq was a model. 1,200,000 dead from war and starvation since the liberation. And that's the plan for here, MIT Laboratory.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand, oh my little girl?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday edition, already the second day of April, 2013. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to get into the Second Amendment news, the economic news, the geopolitical news, the police state news, and some other key information. And then we're going to have completely open phones, interspersed with a special report in the second hour. And then a friend of mine, Eddie Craig, who's also a talk show host, and he's a Nacogdoches sheriff's deputy who saw massive corruption and quit over it and exposed it, and then now just cleans the clocks of corrupt police bureaucrats and judges all over the state of Texas and teaches very popular classes on the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He's going to be joining us to talk about that line in the sand that police are going to have to ask themselves, how many unlawful orders are you going to follow? Because you will be where the rubber meets the road. And a revolution against liberty will be like a car or a truck driving down a highway with spikes all over it, and you're the tires. Now, the globalists up top, they're not too worried about it. They don't care if they're driving on the rims with sparks shooting out the sides. But you had better... You want to be afraid of something? I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of letting it get that far. I'm not physically afraid of any of this. I'm certainly not looking forward to it if it goes into full bore gun battles all over the place, because then it's going to be open season. And the establishment will commit atrocities, and the public will take the gloves off. And the establishment will commit atrocities and blame it on us. It won't matter. Then the gloves will be off. Everybody knows the foreign banks are staging the terror attacks. Everybody who counts, who can rub two brain cells together, knows the New World Order staged Oklahoma City. Everybody knows about Operation Gladio and Ajax and Gulf of Tonkin and Operation Northwoods. Everybody that counts does. Everybody I talk to in the Navy SEALs and Delta Force and the Army. Everybody I talk to in the CIA, retired. Everybody I talk to, everybody knows, as the song goes. Everybody knows that the dice were loaded. Everyone rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Are we going to admit that to ourselves so that we can set about taking humanity back from the clutches of the globalist? Or are we going to live in denial? That, my friends, is up to you. But this is the great test. All right, enough of the preaching. I'm going to get to the news. When I open the phones up, I want to get your take on ways to take back the Republic, ways to defend the Second Amendment, what you're planning to do when they pull you over and search your car, or you come home and they've searched your house and they say, we have a record of that 30-round mag you didn't turn in. You're charged with a felony. Are you going to comply and turn all the guns in? Because then they'll ban the other guns. You see, once you pass the test, once they can take 10% out of your Cyprus accounts. First it was 7.7, then it was 9.9, then it was 10.2, then it was 14.5, then it was 35%, 40%, 60%, 70%, 80%. Now they're just saying, we're taking all the money out. I laugh because, man, this isn't hard to figure out how this works. You lay down to a bunch of wolves, they're going to tear our guts out. And I am sick of being a nice guy and putting up with all this bull while a bunch of criminals run all over us and walk all over us and tell the world that the good guys are the bad guys. That's when you know you're 2 minutes to midnight. It's when they're killing the unborn in the womb, and then they say, let's start killing kids up to age 3. Let's have death panels. And you're like, that'll never happen. It's the law. They kill babies all over this country that are a year old, 2 years old. They've got people strapped down in local hospitals, and nobody's coming to save them. Who don't have any family in our wards of the state who can talk, begging for water. And when they don't die, they remove the nurse and reprimand them and say, I know you're giving Mr. Johnson water. I've had the nurses on. I've had the Wall Street Journal writer, bestselling author Wesley Smith on. He's been there trying to get people out of hospitals who are going, thank you for helping me. You know, the guy was slightly brain damaged, paralyzed, chest down. Was that the Wendland case? Please don't let them kill me. And then he was alive 30 days later when they said take the water and food. So they just removed the nurses and put in the nurses that like to kill. And then 5-6 days later, the tongue is cracking because all the water goes to the central organs. And the blood starts coming out all the orifices. The blood starts coming out of the cracks in the eyes. The blood starts coming out of the gums. And the people are like, please give me water. Please, please, please. Strapped down, and they're not, water isn't coming. They're killing people all over the place. Every major hospital, they're murdering people right now. Right now. Right now. And now they come out in the journal of bioethics. That's the death panels, the bioethics boards. And And they say, federally appointed boards, we're going to start killing kids up to age 3. But if you spank your 2-year-old who tries to open the back gate and go on the street for the 4th time, they're going to take your child because they love them. Isn't that a good one? They love killing them slow with 100-plus vaccines they get by age 5 now. They love bringing them up and watching you flounder. Watching you cry night after night as your autistic child has diarrhea and health problems and mental problems. They feed on that pain and they intend it to continue. The truth is they don't like to just kill kids right out in the open quickly. They like to take their time and brain damage them while the television programs them with satanic brainwashing to hopefully get their souls. Isn't that just sweet? Isn't that sweet? All of you that like evil, all of you that like to play with evil, you think it's going to give you power, but you've never really seen into evil and you don't know what it's really going to do to you. Go ahead, stick your arm in that dark hole. Go ahead, work with the dark side. Go ahead. You think there's power there? You're like a moth to the flame of the black sunshine. Black sunshine. Rolling. Like a slug from a .45. True death. A self-destructive fascination, screaming to the edge of nothing, nothing. You see, I get in here a little bit dark yesterday, and I don't go with it, so that's what happens. Instead, I'll just go with it today. What do they say in Cheech and Chong's first movie? When they're out there with the van and the pizzas, and he goes, "Look at you! Look what's happened!" He goes, "Sir, I can't help it." He goes, "Oh, just go with it.
Just go with it."
Those of you that have decided to sign on to this are the biggest idiots. You've got the whole birthright for life and liberty and justice and all that's good, and you think evil and cheating is powerful. You think lying to yourselves are powerful. Let me plug a couple things. I'm going to get to the news right now. Again, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. If you just joined me, I marvel at the New World Order system. I can't believe people can't see it, aren't concerned about it. And it's just so ridiculous that I do laugh occasionally because it's a defense mechanism. It's a defense mechanism because I will get very, very bummed out. And you can't get bummed out in a depressing world while we have to take your guns from you, especially if you're a veteran. And so why not? I mean, I think it's reasonable and liberal to want to kill a 65-year-old person, just not give them any cancer treatment, even though it's operable, like they do in England. I think that's great free health care. I'm going to imagine I'm on the winning team. And, you know, what's wrong with killing healthy children up to age 3? They're not even saying kill, you know, kids that have birth defects or anything up to, you know, age 3. They're saying kill, let parents kill their children. And you're like, that'll never happen. Oh, really? It already goes on all over the place. We broke that last year. People didn't believe it, even though it was in the Journal of Bioethics. Let me plug something here. Yeah, now Planned Parenthood official argues for right to post-birth abortion. That was in the Florida legislature last week. I mean, what's the big deal? She's wearing a suit. I mean, she's got nice jewelry. She doesn't look like a gang banger. I mean, everybody knows that if you're wearing a sports jacket and a nice shirt and calling for dead babies, I mean, that's liberal. And I could just imagine that I'm with them. I wonder what it's like just to imagine I'm with the New World Order as they poison, as they destroy my future, as they do all this. I just imagine I'm part of it. And I turn on, I watch the State of the Union and look at Obama. And, oh, he's for me. Oh, he likes me. Oh, Oh, I've got a newborn baby coming. I'm going to go give it a bunch of shots. And then, you know, the baby's 18 months old, walking around, giggling and laughing, and gets the next round, and then has convulsions and never talks again. But that's not the shots. Oh, it's the government loves me. The government is a loving group. Okay, let me just stop. The new magazine is out, and it's selling very, very quickly. And of 8 issues, we've sold out, I think, 5 of them. We've got a couple of the back issues, because I printed an extra 10,000 of the revolution. They're trying to start the second American revolution that they're controlling, a kind of a Soviet-style takeover. And so I just want to encourage everyone who's out there to get the new hoax issue that can hopefully wake people up from the matrix that they're literally in an Alice in Wonderland level, and it gets into the hoax. I'm not saying there's no bullets, there's no drones, there's no police state, the vaccines don't hurt you, and it covers the big water crisis. It covers democide with incredible graphics. It covers attacks on the First Amendment. You know, go back and pause that for TV viewers. Look at that photo right there. No. Going forward. Look at that photo of the guys in Austin all reading the InfoWars magazine when we had our street team handing them out. That's a real photo. When you actually look at it, it looks like Norman Rockwell, that photo. You can't really see it all there because the page is bent. But my point is, you support true free speech and getting the word out. Big, color, glossy magazine. Buy them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost to give out to friends and family, at church, wherever. Big, color, glossy, old style, like the Rolling Stone. I mean, this is ready to wake folks up. And it's at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. On the news rack, a magazine like this would cost, you know, $6, $7, $8. We sell them in bulk as low as a dollar, or even lower, I think. The point is, they're all available, or get a one-year subscription, and for those that's the next 1,000 that sign up to be subscribers, you'll get whatever back issues. We've got a few thousand left back issues. You'll get those put in your first order, so more than 12 issues for the next 1,000 subscribers, and all the other subscribers are also getting some back issues right now. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, all that is at cost, just to get the word out. You know, have something physical out there and build a physical presence as they go in towards Internet Killswitchville. Just another, you know, leg we've grown here on our base system to get the word out. Hence the 1776, you know, 2013 version of the pamphleteers. If you want to support us and get great deals, the ProPure water filter, we've got all their models, stainless steel, the best stainless steel spigots, blows the competition away. Just go look at the side-by-side. I went and found the best for my family, the best for when I travel, and it's the best, and then I went and got them as a sponsor. That's what I do. If you know, I'm going to get really behind something, and it just blows the competition away. 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you have any questions, 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And again, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got all the books, all the videos, all the stuff on GMO, all the best documentaries on the police state, the new film that I'm in that exposes how the Democratic Party staged Oklahoma City, and how they're planning more Oklahoma City. So that's a noble lie. Exposes that false flag. We need to get that out to everybody. You need to air it on Access TV in your area. Have showings. That's available. InfoWarsStore.com. And all the pro-Second Amendment T-shirts. I mean, people that wear them meet other patriots. That's how you form your own organizations, your own groups. Everybody should be doing their own YouTube show. Everybody should be doing their own podcast. Everybody should be calling in talk radio. Everybody should be going together to the city council meetings. Everybody should just swarm attack in the info war, the globalist. All right, enough plugging. The point is, that's how we fund our operations. We have great sponsors, too. If you don't have guns and gold and silver, a little bit, water filters, I mean, this is all the stuff I have. I believe in what I promote here, that we should be prepared. The globalists are digging in. We should dig in. And the fact that we're well dug in, they may never go all the way with this stuff and just go with the creeping death model. Sometimes I just hope they just accelerate the whole thing and we get this thing over with, because I know we're going to win this thing overall. But the point is that we have sponsors like eFoodsDirect.com, the best group out there. All the specials they've got are at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And you can also then click on their site, and the toll-free number is right there on the site as well. the toll-free number that you want to go to. Again, guys, just click on eFoodsDirect.com for me, and I'll actually, because I don't have the sheet in front of me, I'll give the number out. It's there at the top of eFoodsDirect.com/Alex if people want to give them a call. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're going to go to break here, and then I'm going to focus and well, I mean, look at DrudgeReport.com. I mean, just look at this site, okay? If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, go there. UN goes for the guns. Yeah, they want speedy passage to say only governments can have guns, citizens can't. Connecticut moves towards sweeping gun laws. We told you last year, under the UN treaty, they're trying to get in line with the UN treaty. This is global government. State to decide who can buy guns, ammunition. More than 100 weapons types banned. California lawmakers consider regulating taxing ammo. Ammunition eligibility certificate. That's registration is what it is. Having ammo without the registration, you'll be arrested. They're going to SWAT team us all. The power to tax is the power to destroy. That's what insurance.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Day after day,
alone on the hill.
Alone on a hill.
I sit here and watch the globalists absolutely overturn all basic liberty. Yeah, here's the Washington Times article. We have a New American article up at InfoWars.com, but it's basically the same accurate info. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, we can punch that up for TV viewers. UN goes for the guns. And it says, UN passes sweeping international legislation viewed by some as Second Amendment override. I am an expert on the treaty. And I've had Bob Dacey, who writes for the New American Magazine, who's an expert on it. He's also a gun dealer, a good friend of mine, about 15 years. And I've had the other lawyers on, congressional advisors. the UN thing, legislation says states have the right to have guns, but that's not individuals. And then they have little clauses that says you go to this meeting and the minutes of this for the interpretation. And we've written countless articles on this if you want to pull them up. The point is, you then go read, and it says that the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state, and that there must be a complete abolition of private ownership of any type of small arm, including BB guns and other air-powered systems. And that's UNIDIR, July 7th, 2001, certified in New York, and added to the current piece of global legislation. What they don't want is third world countries getting their own arms or citizens to fight back to UN and mercenary extermination operations. I know you see Miss America up there saying, I love the UN, and shirts of little starving kids, and oh, the UN's helping. The UN's there cutting their food off, and then once they've already killed most of them, they'll have a photo op giving some kids some food. The UN in Rwanda helped kill a million people, on record. You can type in UN troops killing children. And if you want to, if you got the nerve to look at it, it's barbecuing them, raping them, roasting them over fires, beating their brains out. They were there with machine guns set up when they had, what was the Hutus killing the Tutsis, the Christian minority. And then if they tried to get out of the camps, they would run into refugee camps. The UN would then pull out and wait with heavy machine guns, because they didn't want to spend too many bullets. A human's not worth a bullet. And then they would send in the one tribe to hack them up. Yeah, there's the Guardian. UN troops stand by and watch carnage. They didn't stand by and watch. They run the operations. They run the operations. I mean, they go into villages in Africa and Latin America. This is in the New York Times. And they just line everybody up and just shoot them. mean, But again, it's liberal. I mean, it's the UN. Obama's a Peace Prize winner. I mean, look at Gaddafi bombing the whole country, killing 40,000 blacks, lining them up, shooting them, saying you're not allowed to be in Libya. You know, this is Africa. What do you think, Africans live here? I mean, that's the kind of stuff going on. And we've got to sit here while these criminals, armed to the teeth against us and government arms to the teeth, oh, UN admits Rwanda genocide failure. Oh, BBC. Well, Hitler should have come out and said, I'm leaving the bunker. I'm not going to get arrested. I admit failure with what I did in the death camps. It was an accident. UN-backed Congo troops kill more civilians than rebels, says Human Rights Watch. That's even the Huffington Post having to admit that. Well, that's AP on HuffPost. Surprised they even ran that. Well, I mean, the UN is a mass murder machine. And they say they're going to take your guns. Why do you think national security agencies and groups were involved in the last two shootings? Guaranteed staged. Colorado, hands down. They're staging all this stuff, and they're going to stage more. This is global government. America, they're telling the Swiss under UN they can't have guns. So the Swiss aren't in the EU. Ladies and gentlemen, worldwide, they've taken everybody's guns. And they say they want our guns, so when we say, hey, you can't take them, they go, nobody wants your guns. Now turn them in. And all over the country, they're now raiding veterans who have no psychiatric history and taking their guns. It's on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.